శ్రీమద్ భగవద్గీత చాప్టర్ 17 క్షేత్ర క్షేత్రజ్ఞ విభాగ యోగ శ్లోక 21 యత్తు ప్రత్యుపకారార్థం ఫలముద్దిశ్య వా పునః దీయతే చ పరిక్లిష్టం తద్దానం రాజసం స్మృతం. సో ఇన్ ది లాస్ట్ వెబినార్ we saw what is a sattvikam dhanam. Today we are going to see the rajasik dhanam. Tad dhanam rajasam smritam. Such a charity, tad dhanam, is said to be rajasam smritam, said to be rajasik. What is that? Yat dhiyate, what is given, whatever is given. How that dhanam is considered rajasik dhanam? Pratyupakarartham. For the sake of getting something in return. We want to give something, but to get something back from someone. Upakaram means help. Pratyupakaram means return help. Of course, a society really survives in upakara and pratyupakara only. Because that is how day-to-day transactions happen. There must be reciprocation in society. It's a mutual help only. Only then the harmony that can be maintained. Here, what is the idea? Even though the other person must help when I need, it is his duty, but I should not expect prati upakara. This is the peculiarity of the division, of the tradition. You know, normally in this country, they will say, I will buy a tea for you, I'll buy a coffee for you, when you do something to them. So, and when I receive, I should not receive anything free. Even if the other person refuses to take, I should use the money for some noble purpose, like charity or do something to that effect. So my duty is to return in some form when the giver does not expect. If done with such expectation, then it is called a rajasik dana. I do something, but I want something back in return. That is rajasik dana. So yat pratyupakarartham diyate. This is expectation in the, that is the drishtapala. This the expectation of drishtapala, for example, you know, perceptible or visible result. That is drishtapala. And for our actions, there is also adrishtapala. That is very peculiar in our tradition. Even though drishtapalam is seen in all traditions, but this adrishtapalam, the imperceptible result, which is called punya. And when a person gives charity, he should not expect adrishta palam also, punyam also. Both he should not expect. And so Krishna says, palam uddishya, expecting adrishta palam or punyam. If a person gives charity, expecting punyam, then also it becomes a rajasik danam only. Then one might wonder, if a person gives without getting punyam and without hoping for pratyupakara also, then what benefit will he get? Because he is giving, some benefit he should get. What benefit will he get? So if I don't expect any of these results, then I will get spiritual progress. So nishkama dana, sattvika dana. But I will get what? Chitta shuddhi. I will get inner purity. Whereas a rajasik dhanam is sakama dana. It is not nishkama dhanam. It is a selfish dana. And so it cannot give me chitta shuddhi. He may get pratyupakaram and punyam, but he won't get chitta shuddhi. When pratyupakaram does not come, then the person will regret and goes on declaring to everyone. Every time we talk about the ingratitude of others, we are all whom? We are all rajasik. We give something to somebody and the person we say is not grateful, he didn't acknowledge me, all that are all rajasik, selfish. So we have no right to talk about the ingratitude of others. It is their problem, not mine. And the third condition for rajasik dhanam is what again? Then parikleshtam. Even that charity, that sakama dhanam, is given with pain in the heart, half-heartedly, feeling the loss. Oh, I am giving my hard-earned money to this person. That feeling the loss, painful. I am going to be poorer by so much. If I give him this much, I am going to be poorer by so much. So, looking at the bank book again, this is called parikleshtam, which is the adverb qualifying diyate, the word diyate, this is an adverb part. That's so painfully giving dhanam. This is another difference between a sattvika dhanam and a rajasa dhanam. In sattvika dhanam, there is no pain at all, but only pleasure. I am able to give. God has enabled me to give. The pleasure of giving. So, shriya adheyam, samvida adheyam. So, he understands and he gives as Ishvara arpana. Whatever he gives it as an offering to the Lord. And he also feels that he has got an opportunity to purify his mind also by such an action. So, in sattvic gift, there is pleasure. In rajasic gift, there is pain. With this, the rajasa dhanam topic also is completed. Then comes the final one, namely the tamasa dhanam. Shloka 22. Adesha kale yad dhanam apatrebhyascha dhiyate asat kritama vajnatam tat tamasam udahritam. Tat tamasam udahritam. Such a charity is called tamasic charity udakritam, tamasam udakritam, when it is given adesha kale, at the wrong place adesha, and at the wrong time akale. As was said before, wrong place and wrong time, that can be looked from the worldly angle and also from the spiritual angle. From the worldly angle, what is right and wrong? When a person is needy, I should give. If I give after 1 month for him, what is the use? He needs it now. There is no point in my telling him I'll give you after 1 month. So the time of need is the right time. But what is the right place then? The place of need, in which place he needs, I should give him in that place. These are all from the worldly angle, because he needs it tomorrow in some place. It should be given in that place. So, from religious angle, the time and place are prescribed. Certain places and certain times are supposed to be good for giving charity. All temples, sacred rivers, certain places like Gaya, Kashi, all those places. So, in Bhagavatam, in the 7th chapter, lot of places are mentioned. And then, Kalam also is religiously prescribed. For example, Grahana Kalam, the time during eclipses, and Sankranti time, Sankramana, on the 13th day of death, all those things, there are supposed to be times to give dana. So, Adesha Kale means from the worldly angle and from the religious angle also, the time and place, they should not be improper. And then, Apatrebhyascha, a dhanam given to an undeserving person. A person who doesn't deserve, a wrong person, which may be very much true actually nowadays, because many people, they don't deserve dhanam at all. But we should remember that apatra dhanam is better than adhanam, most important. Even if you want to give to a person who doesn't deserve, but that is better than adhanam, not giving to anyone. There are some people that in the pretext that no right recipient is there, they don't give at all. Wonderful examples of lobha, such people. So, dhanam is the best method to counteract lobha, the sense of possession. So, we have got an inner weakness of lobha, and so our intellect tries to justify our lobha because it's a inner weakness. By saying that, I really want to give, but no deserving recipient is available. So, I am trying to really convince myself. To such people, we say, apatra dhanam is better than adhanam. Even if a person, if you don't find somebody deserving, doesn't matter, you give. At least some lobha will go away. Even though you may not, the dhanam benefit, at least your lobha will go away. But if you really want to give, one can always find several orphanages. There are so many places which are very deserving. So the grades are what? Adhanam, that is less than apatradhanam, and that is less than sakama and patradhanam, sakama patradhanam, and ultimately the greatest is nishkama patradhanam, without expecting anything to a deserving person. That is why in the Taittiriya Upanishad also, they will read Shraddhaya Deyam, give with sincerity, and Ashraddhaya Deyam. There are two readings. Without sincerity, do not give. But Ashraddhaya api deyam. Even if you don't have Shraddha, it is better to give rather than not giving at all. Even if you don't have Shraddha, doesn't matter. At least the other person benefits. And so, apatre bhyascham diyate. And there also, they talk patram very religiously. Brahmanas, you know, as talked in the Manusmriti, etc., are the best for giving dhanam. Because they have dedicated their whole life for the living, the proper living of everybody, for a proper Brahmana. We have already defined what Brahmana is and all long back earlier. So in Bhagavadam, the Brahmana Dhanam is considered as good as or even to be superior to Ishwar Arpana. Because this person, if he is a real good Guna Brahmana, as I told, it doesn't have to be a Janma Brahmana, not by birth, but a Guna Brahmana, a person who is very good, very noble, who is very, very, you know, austere, such a person. And there also, Chaturvedavit Brahmana, Trivedi, Dvivedi, such well-read, very scholarly, a person who is noble, all great virtues, such a person who is a scholar also. So Chaturvedi Brahmana is Uttama Patraha, the person who is proficient in all the four Vedas. And live according to the injunctions of the scriptures, such a person is considered to be Uttama Patra. Thus, religiously also, they divide into Patra and Apatra, deserving and non-deserving. From worldly angle, the one who needs, he becomes Patra. From the worldly angle, from the scriptural angle, they divide like that. From the worldly angle, anybody who needs food, we should give. So, from religious angle, a person well-read, he may be a Satpatra. And when it is not given to a deserving patram, deserving person, two more conditions are set. That is what? Asat kritam, a gift without honoring the receiver, is a tamasic dhanam. When we give, we should honor the receiver. From this, we get one more clue for sattvic dhanam also. That is, it should be given with honor. Because our general tendency is what? We are the givers and they are the receivers. I am superior. The tendency of a giver is generally to look down upon a receiver. That's how most people are. Ask him to come later, come tomorrow, make him run 100 times. All these people, they do. This looking down upon is a tamasic thing. It's not a noble thing at all. That is why before dhanam, a pada puja is done. To whomsoever is the receiver. A pada puja is done. He is invited inside, offered a seat. Then properly the dhanam is given. Because that person is taken as Narayana Swarupa and not other human being. He is taken as Narayana himself. That is why they said Daridra Narayanaha. Narayana in Daridra Rupam, in the form of a Daridra, the came of a poor person. After all, Narayana is in many rupas. Now he is in the Daridra Rupam, who has come to receive something from me. That is very, very important. Otherwise, it becomes a tamasic dhanam. So even in giving, what kind of attitude we should have? What kind of perspective we should have? It is taught in the Gita. And avajnatam, dishonoring the receiver. Even if you don't honor him, doesn't matter. At least do not dishonor him. Can you see actually the difference between the previous one and this one? Previous one is not honoring. Here it is dishonoring, like scolding, singular words, come, go, impolite words, all are called avajñas, demeaning the person. When they come for donations and all, oh, they will say, oh, you guys have nothing else to do. Always want money, money, money. What is it you are trying to do? So all kinds of things, they will scold, they will make this guy feel so mean. They all behave like that. This is very, very bad because already the receiver, he feels inferior. Because many people, you know, how to ask somebody for anything, so difficult. Remember, the greatest problem in life is what? Is yachakam. Asking something from someone is the most painful thing. That makes one's mind very, very small. That is why they say that even Lord himself, when he has to ask, he has to become a vamana, very small. Vamana is very, very small. Even if the Lord has to ask, he has to become a Vamana. Indicates what? Anyone who asks already feels so inferior, so small, so bad. And so the job of the giver is what? He should remove the inferior feeling and should tell, there is nothing wrong to ask me if you need. Please feel free to ask me. Make him feel comfortable. So the pain of the receiver must be taken away by the giver. We have no right to wound the other person. It is also comes under ahimsa. So avajnatam. Tat tamasam udahritam. Such a gift is called a tamasic gift. With this, the three types of danams, they are over. Thus, all the four topics which was promised originally, they are completed. Yajna, tapas, danam, which are fundamental, and ahara, with ahara, the food. We started with that. All of them were completed. And to begin with three types of shraddha, because Arjuna asked for it, so of these five topics, shraddha was asked by Arjuna, the other four were given as bonus by Krishna, giving without asking by Arjuna. And we will now continue with the next shloka now. So with the 22nd shloka, so the three types of dhanams were given. All the three fundamental duties of a grahastha, namely yajna, dhanam, tapas, have been completed, and incidentally ahara also. And to begin with the three types of shraddha, because Arjuna asked for, so all those things we are now going to continue in shloka 23. He gives the final and the most important topic in the following shloka, starting from shloka 23. Om tat saditi nirdeshah brahmanas trividha smrutah brahmanas tena vedascha yajnascha vihita pura. So throughout this chapter, what is the aim of Krishna? What he really wants to communicate? The aim is that a sadhaka should follow sattvic sadhanas, all noble sadhanas, namely sattvic yajna, sattvic dana, sattvic tapaha, sattvic ahara, and he should scrupulously avoid rajasic and tamasic activities. That is the message Krishna wants to communicate. To put in the language of the 16th chapter, it is daivi sampat. If you remember the daivi sampat, asuri sampat, it is daivi sampat which should be followed all the time. And the other is asuri or rakshasi sampat and should be avoided. And why should we follow daivi sampat? Not because that it will give me moksha. Understand that it is not going to give us moksha. Only jnanam alone can give moksha. This we have been emphasizing all the time. Jnanadeva kaivalyam. Aham brahma asmi. That jnanam alone will give me moksha. Then why this pursuit at all? Why should we do that? This will prepare the mind for knowledge to take place. If the mind is pure, then if the teacher says aham brahmasmi, that will make sense to me. Daivi sampat vimokshaya nibandaya asuri mata. You already saw that shloka. And in all the sattvic pursuits, we found actually two things very important. Actually, these are all things we have already seen. I'm just only paraphrasing for the sake of our continuity. The method of doing is important and the motive of doing is important. All the differences we find between sattvic dana, rajasic dana, tamasic dana are all in these two things only. In the sattvic activity, what is the motive? Ishvara arpana. Whatever I want to give is an offering to the Lord. The attitude of bhakti, shraddha, selflessness, nishkamatvam, these are all there in the sattvic activity. Whereas in the rajasic and tamasic activity, we saw the motives will be different. Selfish or harmful motives. So to make the activities sattvic, one important factor is to have a clean motive of shraddha and bhakti. And the method of doing it should be as prescribed in the scriptures. Shastra vidhi purvakam, supported by the shastras. In case of rajasic, vidhi may not be fully observed. The procedures, shastraic procedures may not be observed. And in tamasic, even, vidhi heenam, asrishtanam, mantra heenam, we have seen all those things, even violating all rules. Thus, every seeker, he must try to observe these two. Before I do anything, I make sure that the motive is clear and the method is proper. Okay. Then the seeker, he can face a problem. What is that? Having a proper motive is in his hand. Okay. So he can make sure that the motive is good. I want to do it sincerely. I have faith, all those things are good. So motive factor can be taken care by me. But when the vidhi or the rules and regulations come, the seeker can have lot of problems. Either it can be ignorance regarding the rules, or incomplete knowledge of the rules, or differences of opinion between the rules and myself, my opinion. All these things are possible. Whether to face east, because in ritual they say sit facing east, north, even in keeping the picture of gods, whether Lord Subramanya should have, whether he can have mottai, tonsured head or without that, Shiva in meditative pose, Krishna with flute, all kinds of beliefs are there. You cannot keep it that way, this way. People have so many of these beliefs. So many people have got many opinions, and some are afraid, some are confused. We have limited knowledge, we don't have access to scriptures. And if I have to go and learn from the scriptures also, I don't know, it is going to take forever. Because interpreting the scriptures also requires knowledge. At the same time, if the rules are not obeyed, it will bring what? It will make tamasic activity. And I am not able to obey the rules also, because it is all controversial. I don't know whom to follow. Even in Shraddha and all those things, some priests say, if you do Shraddha in Gaya or in Badrinath, then you need not have to do it at all. Some people say all these things. You do Gaya Shraddha once, afterwards you don't have to do Shraddha. Some say you can do. Some say you should not do. If you do it, it's an insult against that place, because having done in Gaya, where Mahavishnu is supposed to be directly taking all the things from you, after that also if you continue to do that, it's an insult to Mahavishnu. People say all that. So there is always so much of confusion. So rituals mean there are so many rules. So Lord has to help them. Their motive is good, but they are helpless with respect to the rules. So what should they do? A method is prescribed here. How, a rajasic and tamasic yajnas, all these things, because of our incomplete knowledge or ignorance of our mantra lopa, tantra lopa, kriya lopa, all of them. There are so much of lapses in pronunciation, so much of lapses in the order in which they are done. They all can be converted to a sattvic yajna by a beautiful method. What is that method? He will say, at the end of the yajna, sincerely remember the Lord for all possible mistakes. Whatever yajna you are doing, do it in whatever procedure you know. But at the end of the yajna, you offer it. Remember the Lord and ask Him for forgiving for all the mistakes. And take some water or flower, chant the mantra Om Tat Sat and offer it to the Lord Himself. So Om Tat Sat, Krishna Arpanam or Shiva Arpanam or Ishta Devata Arpanam, whatever it is. Generally, they say Brahma Arpanam also. So with this mantra, Om Tat Sat, if everything is offered to the Lord, sincerely feeling for the mistakes, for the misgivings, whatever it is, due to ignorance, even if there are mistakes, they will be automatically corrected. So Aparadha Sahasrani, there are many mistakes, thousands of mistakes. So giving so much of the various meanings, so mantra heenam, kriya heenam, all those things. I don't know the mantras properly. I don't know the procedures properly. Avahanam najanami, najanami visarjanam, tatsarvam, kshamyatam. So all those things we are asking. So we need not worry. So the last topic is the topic of Om Tat Sat, its purpose and its meaning. So here the Lord, what He says, Om Tat Sat iti nirdeshaha. Om Tat Sat, Om Tat and Sat means are the names. The Nirdeshaha means Nama, names. So these three are the names of whom? Brahmanaha, of Brahman or Ishwara, the Lord. So Maya Sahitam Brahma, Ishwaraha. So along with Maya, we have already seen this thing, Ishwara, Brahman, Maya, coupled, all that thing, Ishwara, we have seen all the time at the time when we discussed the creation and all long ago. So these are, so not given by me. So Maya Sahitam Brahma Ishwaraha, it's not given by me, Krishna says, Smritaha. I am not saying this. This has been already said in the scriptures, in the Smritis. It is already there. And I am only restating them. And what are the meaning of these three words? Om Tat Sat. The word Om, we know, is the pranava, is the essence of all names indicating Brahman. So it is one name including all names. Otherwise, some people derive the meaning from the root av, avati, iti, om. Av means to protect. So om means that which protects all people, and that is Ishvara. Ishvara alone protects all people. So om means the protector of all. And we have seen earlier discussions also how Omkara is the essence of all names, how the alphabet's first letter and the last sound is taken. In Taittiriya Upanishad also we have seen that, all that. Yes, Chanda Sam Rishabho Vishwarupaha. So Brahmaji, he churned the Vedas and the essence was taken, which is Omkara, the essence of all the Vedas. So Omkara is the essence of Vedas, the essence of all words, and one meaning. And the second meaning is Omkara is the protector of all. So Omkara is the essence of all words, essence of the Vedas is one meaning. Second meaning is the protector of all. Then the word Tat. Tat means, literally means that. Tat is that. Shankaracharya, he tells in some other context, that is a pronoun which can stand for any noun. That is a pronoun which can stand for any. So it is a pronoun representing all nouns of the world, all objects of the world. Tat means it represents all objects of the world. In the same way, Brahman also is in the form of all objects of the world. So in Sanskrit, pronoun is called Sarvanama. In Sanskrit, it's called Sarvanama, a very beautiful definition actually. And Brahman also is what? The name of all. So Brahma Arpanam, Brahma Habihi, Brahma Agno, Brahma Nahutam. We have already seen those shlokas earlier. So Tat also stands for all objects, so is Brahman. And so Brahman is known by the name Tat. So Om is also Brahman, Tat also is Brahman. And then the final word we all know very well, it is Sat. Sat is pure existence, the existence principle. We have seen actually in the Tattvabodha lectures, Sat Kim Trikalepi Tishtati Iti Sat. The one that is there in all the three domains of time. So these three names are the names of Brahman, which is the one that is stand, that is there in all the three domains of time, only Brahman. So Om, Tat, Sat, that refers to, all three refers to Brahman. But there are so many names, why do we specify that these three only? Krishna says, because Pura Vihitaha, Srishtikale, at the time of creation itself, everything was created by the Lord. Brahma, uttering these names with Om Tat Sat in the mouth alone, Brahma created everything at the time of creation, Srishti. What all things he created? Brahmana, the noble, cultured, refined, the mature Brahmins were created. These are all people who are learned scholars. I told you they are all Guna Brahmanas, people who are all very great people. Then Vedaha, all the scriptures were created. And Yajnaha, all rituals were created. How? Uttering the name Om Tat Sat. By just merely uttering the word Om Tat Sat, the Lord created all of them. And we find that Brahmaji's creation was beautiful because he had these three names in the mouth. That is why the creation is so beautiful. Similarly, our activities also will become sattvic if we utter these three names, Om Tat Sat, following Brahmaji's tradition. What Brahmaji did, I also want to do today, so that all my activities also will become so beautiful and noble. Shloka 24. Tasmadho mityudahritya yajnadana tapakriyaha pravartante vidanoktaha satatam brahmavadinam. So because of this reason, all these three words, they became famous. Even though there are so many names are there, these three, Om, Tat, Sat, became famous. They are initiated by Brahmaji himself. And so rituals are started with either Om, with the Nama of the Lord, or towards the Om, Tat, Sat, whatever. So it is not necessary that all the three must be chanted also. So Brahmavadinam, whoever follow the Vedic Dharma, they are called Brahmavadins. Here Brahma here means Veda, not the Brahma, Chaturmukha Brahma. And Brahmavadi means Vedavadi, Vaidikaha, the people who are Vaidikas. So Vaidikas means the people who follow Vedic tradition, not Vaidikas means priests. These are Vaidikas who follow Vedic tradition. So Brahma Vidhanam యజ్ఞ దాన తపక్రియాహ. ఆల్ ది యాక్టివిటీస్ లైక్ యజ్ఞ, దాన, తప, ఆల్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ ఆర్ ద వేదిక్ పీపుల్ విధాన ఉక్తాహ, విచ్ ఆర్ ఆల్ ప్రిస్క్రైబ్డ్ ఇన్ ద వేదిక్ ఇంజంక్షన్స్. ఆల్ ద విధానాస్ దే ఆర్ ఆల్ ప్రిస్క్రైబ్డ్ ఇన్ ది వేదిక్ ఇంజంక్షన్స్. విధానం మీన్స్ విధి, విధి ఉక్తాహ ప్రిస్క్రైబ్డ్ ఇన్ ద వేదాస్, విధి, ఆల్ ఆఫ్ దమ్, ఆల్ ద రూల్స్, హౌ టు ఫాలో, హౌ టు డూ ఆల్ దట్ థింగ్. అండ్ ప్రవర్తంతే, ఆల్ ఆఫ్ దమ్ దే ప్రొసీడ్ వెన్ ఓమితి ఉదాహృత్య, ఓన్లీ ఆఫ్టర్ అటరెన్స్ ఆఫ్ ఓంకార. సతతం, ఆల్వేస్, ఆల్ ద టైమ్ వెన్ ఎ పర్సన్ అటర్స్ దిస్ దే ఆల్ గో ప్రొసీడ్ ఫర్దర్. దిస్ ఆల్సో వి ఆల్రెడీ సా ఇన్ ది తైత్తిరీయ ఉపనిషత్. ఓమితి సామా నిగాయంతి ఓగుం సోమితి శస్త్రాణి సగుంసంతి ఓమిత్యద్వర్యు ప్రతిఘరం ప్రతిగృణాతి. సో ఆల్ రిలీజియస్ యాక్షన్స్ దే బిలాంగ్ బిగిన్ విత్ ఓంకార ఓన్లీ. అండ్ ఈవెన్ వేద అధ్యయనం స్టార్ట్ విత్ ఓం ఓన్లీ, లర్నింగ్ ఆఫ్ వేదాస్. నాట్ ఓన్లీ ఇట్ బిగిన్స్, వీ షుడ్ సప్లై ఇట్ ఎండ్స్ ఆల్సో విత్ ఓంకార. సో యో వేదాదౌ స్వర ప్రోక్తః వేదాంతే చ ప్రతిష్ఠితః. వేద ఆదౌ అండ్ వేద అంతే, వేద ఆదౌ అట్ ద బిగినింగ్ అండ్ వేద అంతే అట్ ద ఎండ్, ఓంకార ఇస్ అటర్డ్. వై? బ్రహ్మాజీ హ్యాస్ ఇనిషియేటెడ్ దాట్. దేర్ఫోర్ తస్మాత్, దేర్ఫోర్. సో ఓకే, సో ద ఓంకార ఇస్ నౌ మెన్షన్డ్. సో ఓంకార వినియోగ. సిమిలర్లీ ది సత్పద, తత్పద ఆల్సో ఇస్ యూస్డ్ బై పీపుల్, విచ్ ఇస్ సెడ్ ఇన్ ది నెక్స్ట్ శ్లోక, శ్లోక 25. తదిత్యనభిసంధాయ ఫలం యజ్ఞతపక్రియాః దానక్రియాశ్చ వివిధాః క్రియంతే మోక్షకాంక్షిభిః. సో ఇన్ దిస్ 25th శ్లోక ద యూసేజ్ ఆఫ్ తత్, ప్రీవియస్ శ్లోక ఓం, దిస్ తత్ ఈస్ బీయింగ్ మెన్షన్డ్ హియర్. హియర్ ఆల్సో ది ఐడియా ఇస్ ద సేమ్. సమ్ పీపుల్ హూ ఆర్ అగైన్ బ్రహ్మవాదీస్ హూ ఫాలో ది వేదిక్ ట్రెడిషన్, they utter the word tat and perform all their activities. And what are the activities they perform? They are also enumerated here: yajna, tapa, kriyaah, danah, kriyaascha. Same as in the previous shloka, all these activities, they what they do, kriyante, they are all performed or practiced by whom? Moksha kaankshibhi, by those who are desirous of moksha. మోక్షం కాంక్షంతే ఇతి మోక్ష కాంక్షిన్ ముముక్షు ఇత్యర్థః, ద పర్సన్ హూ ఈస్ డిసైరస్ ఆఫ్ మోక్ష. సో బై ద ముముక్షు ఆల్ దీస్ రిచువల్స్ ఆర్ డన్ అండ్ దాట్ టు హౌ దే ఆర్ డన్ ఫలం అనభిసంధాయ వితౌట్ కన్సర్న్ ఫర్ ద రిసల్ట్స్, వితౌట్ ఎక్స్పెక్టింగ్ ఎనీ రిసల్ట్స్. దట్ మీన్స్ దట్ ఇట్స్ ఆల్ నిష్కామతయా, వితౌట్ ఎక్స్పెక్టింగ్ ఎనీథింగ్. సో ద పీపుల్ ఇన్ ద వేదిక్ ట్రెడిషన్ selflessly, without expecting anything, they perform these Vedic disciplines with a desire for moksha. The rituals themselves do not lead to moksha, that we know very well. They purify the mind, which will lead him to a guru and to gain knowledge. That is all understood. Even though it is not explicitly said that, we know all of them. And how do they do all these things? Tat iti, after uttering the word tat. So previous shloka talked about omkara, om. This shloka talks about tat. And there is no rule that only these people should say omkara and these people should say tat. No such rule at all. Here Krishna says only this much. Some people use this, some people use that, and that's all. But now we don't separately use them. Now the popular use is what? We use all of them. Om, tat, sat. We always use all three of them. With this tatpada vinyoga is over. That is using the tatpada. So the usage of tat has been discussed also. And so what is left out? Sat. So om is discussed, tat is discussed, and sat has to be discussed. Here also we have to supply the idea of the previous shloka only. Therefore, Krishna does not say that separately. What is to be supplied? Some other brahmavadis. Because one set of brahmavadis use om, another set of Brahmavadis use tat. So another set of Brahmavadis, they follow also yajna, dana, tapa and all that thing with a desire for moksha, with nishkama. They perform uttering what? Sat iti. That we have to supply. Krishna does not say it explicitly, but we have to supply. It's understood. So the 24th is Om Viniyogaha. 25th shloka is tat vinayoga, and sat vinayoga has to be understood. And what does Krishna say, do in the following shlokas then? He is giving the meaning of the word sat. He did not give the meaning of om and tat, but gives that of sat in the following two shlokas, 26 and 27, meaning the word sat. Shloka 26.
Sat bhave sadhu bhave cha sadityye tat prayujyate prashaste karmani tatha sachabda partha yujyate.
So in these two shlokas, 26 and 27, Krishna gives five meanings for the word sat. And of these, three are given in the shloka, two are given in the next shloka. So shloka 26 gives three meanings, shloka 27 will give two meanings. So what are those meanings? Sat ityetat prayujyate. The word sat is used, employed, sat bhave. Bhave means in the sense. In the sense of existence, sat. So the first meaning of sat is existence. So is, it is there. When we say it is there, that is. So when you say gatahasan, patahasan, patram sat, so sat means it is there. The pot is. We say that. The only difference is what? The word sun is masculine and the word sat is neuter. But when you say nari, a woman, you cannot say sun or sat. It should be sati. Because these are all roots of Sanskrit. So only the gender is different, but all three have the meaning of existence. Sun, sat, sati. And what is the second meaning? Sadhu bhave. In the sense of sadhu, goodness, nobility. So when you say sat purushaha, sat sangaha, so association with noble people, satpurusha sangaha. And the same thing in strilinga, in the feminine gender, will become sati anusuya. Sati anusuya, we know that. So actually the popular sati practice, sati does not mean falling into fire and all that things. You know, we all know this sati practice as something falling into the fire. A pativrata was known as sati because chastity or pativratyam was taken as the noblest of dharmas. And so the one who is chaste was called sati. And from that extension, since some of the chaste women died alone with their husbands, then that dying also got the word sati, even though that is not the actual implication. But really the word sati has nothing to do with falling into fire and all that thing. So sati means a noble woman. Similarly, Sant Namadev, Sant also means the same, a noble person. So the first meaning is existence for Sat, and the second meaning is nobility, goodness, virtuous, all those. Sadhus means noble ones. And what is the third meaning? Prashaste Karmani. So a great action, a Punya Karma, that is called Sat. So Krishna says, Sat chabdaha yujyate. The word sat is employed in the meaning of prashaste karmani, any great action. So when you say sat karma, that means punya karma. When we say sat karma, it's a punya karma. These are the three meanings from this shloka, that is existence sat, goodness, greatness, virtues and all that character, and goodness of action. So goodness of character, goodness of action and existence. Shloka 27. Yajne tapasi dane cha sthiti saditi chochyate karma chaiva tadarthiyam saditya vidhiyate. So in this shloka, the fourth and the fifth meanings of the word sat is given. So what is the fourth meaning? Sthitihi. Sthitihi means steadfastness, firmness. Firmness in what? Yajne tapasi dane cha. In the performance of yajna, that is prayers of worship, tapas or dhanam, tenacity, perseverance in all of them. So which is otherwise called in Sanskrit as dhritihi. It's another term called dhritihi. We can call it even willpower. As we see in the case of Harishchandra, any amount of tormenting by the people, he does not change. That willpower or steadfastness is called sat. That is the fourth meaning, firmness. Then the fifth mean, final meaning is tadartiyam karma. Any action done for the sake of Lord, Ishvara arpana rupena, Ishvara prityartham, Parameshwara prityartham, Narayana prityartham. In fact, it will amount to karma yoga only. Because the definition of karma yoga is what? Mayi sarvani karmani, mayi sanyasya. We have already seen that. Yajnartat karmanonyatra lokoyam karma bandhanaha. Tadartham karma kaunteyam mukta sangha samachara. That's also Krishna said earlier. So any action done as an offering to the Lord is also called sat. Then what is the difference between the third meaning and the fourth meaning? The third meaning also refers to action, and the fifth meaning also refers to action. What is the difference between them? The third meaning is a great action. Any great action is satkarma. Nishkamataya. You have to understand. In the fifth meaning, even ordinary action, if it is offered to the Lord, it becomes satkarma. That's a different thing. You should build a school for the sake of poor people. That's a great action, which involves a lot of effort, money, so much of people, time. That is, so prashastam karma, sat. Suppose you are sweeping the floor in a temple. Even that simple action will be sat if the action is offered to the Lord. Even eating, yad karoshi, yad ashnasi, yad juhoshi. So all those things we have seen. Therefore, in the third meaning, the quality of action itself is great. In the fifth one, action may not be great, but the attitude, the offering makes it great. And that is why tadartiyam karmacha. Tadartiyam means Ishwarartiyam, karma. And that also is called as sat. So what are the five meanings now? First meaning of sat is existence. Second meaning is nobility of character. Third one is greatness of action. Fourth is steadfastness in yajna, dana, tapa. And finally, offering any action unto the Lord Ishwararpana. So with this meaning of sat is over. And how should this sat be used that Krishna has not said? We have to supply here that some people use this word sat and do yajna, dana, tapa, etc. So with this, the om tat sat viniyoga, that is over. So people can use sat also and do all that thing. Now we have to connect it to our original topic. Original topic is what? This is, so even defective yajna will be rectified. That is possible to rectify them. If om tat sat is uttered at the end. But one thing is important. The attitude should be shraddha, bhakti and nishkama. Most important. So for sakama karma, you cannot apply this method. This is only for the nishkama karma. Suppose you have taken, for example, a parayana for some particular purpose at home. You want to do some parayana, Vishnu Sahasranama, some mantra for some purpose. Sundarakanda parayana people do for daughter's marriage or something like that, which is a sakama karma. Then all these rules do not apply there. When I want chitta shuddhi, I want moksha, I have bhakti, shraddha, and I have nishkamatvam also. But the rules I don't know, let us say. And so I commit mistakes because I don't know the rules correctly. And because for Parayanam also Vidhi is there. Sundarakanda Parayana Vidhi. Books and books are written on this. How many sargas have to be recited in how many days? First day how many? Second day how many? What kind of Nevedyam has to be offered? So many things are given. Bhagavad Saptaham. People follow all that. Narayaniyam. Devi Mahatmya. There are Parayana Vidhi for all of them. So if I don't know the Vidhi, and if it is a nishkama, then at the end, I can say om tat sat. Therefore, sakama karma cannot be converted, but nishkama karma can be if there are mistakes. Nishkama karma, one can afford to make mistakes. That doesn't mean it becomes an allowance, but if they have made, they can be converted to nishkama karma. So therefore, sakama karma cannot be converted. Now, finally, Krishna comes to the conclusion. He comes back to the original topic also. Now, the 17th chapter started for what purpose, if you remember? Shraddha. That was the question of Arjuna, Shraddha. And from Shraddha, he traveled all over the world. Ahara, yajna, tapaha, dhanam, all those he covered. And many speakers, they get into the problem of traveling. They will, you know, people when they want to talk, they go on traveling somewhere here. Finally, they forget for what purpose they started the talk. So we may think Krishna also may have a similar problem. An ideal teacher can go away, but all the time remembering what is the topic. Even though he may wander here and there, he knows what, he will connect all of them together. And he should safely come back to the original topic and also should know why an example was given. And Krishna remembers that Arjuna's question was what? Vashraddha. That was his question. And he knowingly went over because he knew this will be useful to Arjuna. That's why he wandered all over the place. Not out of weakness that Krishna had diversion, but out of compassion and utility. So Krishna knowingly went around, wandered, and safely comes back to the importance of Shraddha. And he says, all these are possible. Even converting Tamasic Yajna to Sattvic Yajna is possible only if there is Shraddha. That is why we said that Om Tat Sat Mantra will work only when we have these three things, namely Shraddha, Bhakti, and above all, Nishkamatvam. Otherwise, it won't. Shloka 28. Ashraddhaya hudam tathutam dattam tapastaptam krutanchayate asadityuchyate partha nachatatpretya noiha. Hutam dattam taptam. Krishna again takes basic three activities. Hutam refers to what is offered, indicating an yajna. What is offered into the fire. The root who means juhoti. Juhoti means is applied only in offering something into the fire, ritualistically. So hutam means an oblation. This indicates the yajna karma. Then dattam, whatever is given as charity, and that indicates dhanam. And here also they make a subtle difference. If dakshina is given to a priest at the end of an yaga, we cannot call it dhanam. Because dakshina is only an anga or part of the ritual. So that money is part of an yajna only and not separately a dhanam. That way the definition of dhanam is bahir vedi yadiyate tad dhanam. Vedi means the yajnashala. Outside the yajnashala, the sacrificial altar. And in that altar, whatever one gives to the priest is only dakshina, part of the yajna. Then what is dhanam? Outside the sacrificial altar, whatever is given, that is dhanam. So dattam means whatever is given in charity outside the sacrificial altar, after the yajna and all that thing. So dattam refers to dhanam. And what is the third one? Tapaha taptam. Any type of discipline or vows, they are observed. In short, yajna dana tapakarma. All these three are set. Ashraddhaya kritam. That is practiced without Shraddha. If any of these things are practiced without Shraddha, which includes bhakti and nishkamatvam also. Shraddha includes those two also. Then why does Krishna emphasize Shraddha? Because that is how the whole chapter started. And that is the topic Arjuna wants to know also. And the very title of this chapter is Shraddha Traya Vibhaga Yogaha. Therefore, Krishna reminds that Shraddha is the most important of all the three. And that is why in Taittiriya Upanishad also, Tasyat Shraddhai Vashiraha, Ritam Dakshina Pakshaha, Satyamuttara Pakshaha, Yoga Atma, Mahapuchyam Pratishta. So the most important thing in any sadhana is Shraddha. So, Shraddhaiva Shiraha, it is said. So, without this Shraddha, whatever you do becomes what? Asat iti uchyate. That will be called Asat. It is very difficult to actually translate Asat. If there are five meanings for Sat, how many meanings could be there for Asat? We normally will think five. We take each one of the meanings of Sat and negate it. So, if you take the first meaning of Sat as existence, then Asat means as good as non-existence. Then that means doing the yajna and not doing the same only, both. Then second meaning is what? It is not a noble karma. Third meaning is it does not have the nobility of character, action. It is asad bhavaha, asadu bhavaha, all the things. And so aprashastram, so aprashastam karma, prashastam karma, aprashastam karma. And you cannot call it stithihi or steadfastness also. And finally, offering to the also, to the Lord also is not involved. So the asat negates all the five meanings of sat, if you want to understand it that way. So if you want to give one meaning, it is useless. That's what it, instead of going through all these five meanings, it means useless. It is neither useful for him nor for the society. It is better not to do such a karma. That Krishna himself clarifies. He himself says it is useless. Nacha tat pretya no iha. That such an action will not be useful. Pretya means after maranam, after quitting the world. So maranantaram palam na bhavati. So paraloka palam nasti. It will not give any punya karma, this thing palam also. And if you ask ihaloka palam asti va, if you think, will you get at least any palam in this janma? No iha, no. Instead of saying na iha, Krishna says emphatically, no means na u, definitely not. No is na u, not, definitely not. In this janma, it is not there also. So ihaloka palamapi nasti, paraloka palamapi nasti. When? If Shraddha is not there. Any action done without Shraddha. And if Shraddha is there, it will have palam. But what type of palam it will have? It depends upon what type of Shraddha. We saw three types of Shraddha also. Sattviki Shraddha, Rajasi Shraddha and Tamasi Shraddha. So Krishna has talked about the results of an action without Shraddha and also talked about three types of Shraddha. So all topics are all concluded. Therefore the 17th chapter also is concluded. Therefore what is to be learned by us? Ashraddhaya kinchitapi na kartavya. Shraddhaya kartavya. Do anything with Shraddha, even a little without do and don't do without Shraddha. And once we come to Shraddha, what should be next? Shraddha should be, yes, Sattviki Shraddha. And once we have got Sattviki Shraddha, even if the karma is defective, we can make it proper by Om Tat Sat Mantra. So all points very well said. So three steps. Number one, without Shraddha, one should not do. Number two, when there is Shraddha, it should be a Sattviki Shraddha. And three, Sattviki Shraddha, even if there are defects, they can be rectified by uttering Om Tat Sat Brahmarpanam at the end. Similarly, in the study of Gita also, we apply the same law. We study with noble intention. But in spite of that, sometimes we may not understand properly. We may wrongly understand. Then how to correct it? Say Om Tat Sat. So at the end of every chapter, we have an Om Tat Sat. The purpose what? Any misunderstanding should be rectified. Om Tat Sat Iti Srimad Bhagavad Gita Su Upanishad Su Brahma Vidyayam Yoga Shastre Sri Krishna Arjuna Samvade Shraddha Traya Vibhaga Yoga Namam Saptadashodhyayah. Thus is concluded the 17th chapter, titled Shraddha Traya Vibhaga Yoga. Even though Ahara Traya Vibhaga, Yajna Traya Vibhaga, etc. have been mentioned, since Arjuna's question was about Shraddha and the chapter also begins with Shraddha and ends also in Shraddha, the title has been given as Shraddha Traya Vibhaga Yoga. I don't know how much people are going to sit if they want to, because I can summarize it today. Otherwise, if the people feel it is already too late for them, then I will do it in the next webinar. Yo vedadav swara prakto vedante cha pratishtitah tasya prakriti leenasya parasamaheshwarah. Sri Krishna arpanamastu. Narayana.